You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 88. I'm Dan Hammond.
Now I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we're going to be chatting with a few fellows who travel up north from San Diego for a bit to a double tournament up in Santa Barbara.
Now, this past weekend, we did not have a tournament in San Diego. It was one of our off weeks. But some people just can't get enough. And despite the notice, a little short notice, two of our locals, Thomas Kimura and Matt Kirk, decided to travel up to Santa Barbara and visit one of our fellow SoCal Trek groups, a fledgling group, as I understand it, relatively new. Gathered to go visit. I guess they had not one but two tournaments at two locations. So we thought we'd have them on and talk about, the sort of the different feel of the meta up there, the deck building style and how the tournament went, and just, overall what their experiences were. So Matt, Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
So it looked like they had a pretty good turnout for those two events. How many players, different, non each other players, did you get to play against over the course of the day?
Non each other players. Let's see. Yeah. One, two, four. Yes, four. But I had to play in the two different events. We had to play each other because, well, we didn't have to, but that's how the pairings ended up. We played each other last in the first event and first in the last event, so we had back-to-back games.
But with different decks. Well, there were two different events. What was the deal with that? They just wanted to have a bunch of Trek going on, or what was the first event versus the second?
The first event they had was their league event. I think they said it was their third in the first half. Their judge guy, Chris Donati, was up there, and he was playing his Maquis deck, I think. And then there are two other guys besides Thomas and I. There are one guy named Carlos and the other one named Ryan. And Carlos was playing a DS9 Hulling Cell skill tank deck, and then Ryan was playing Starfleet. And I was playing my Snowflakes deck, taken from Mr. Yeager's signature. It was a Borg unique guys and Umatrix Zero and Two Mission Wind deck in the Alpha Quadrant. And then TK was playing the good old Tarek Nor deck from Worlds. And Well, not quite. He had his own little twist on it, but he pretty efficiently mowed through everybody else. And I won against Ryan. I didn't get to play Chris. Did you play Chris, TK?
Chris Donati, yeah, the first round I did.
Okay. So yeah. You'd have to ask.
He was playing Mouth of the Wormhole Holding Cell.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, the whole, events. The DS9 events deck. He played last tournament.
Yeah, he played a Maquis deck later on in the day just for fun with somebody else.
And how did you guys fare?
Well, Thomas kind of, I don't think he lost a game all day. So he did pretty well. I did not do so well, but I had fun all day. Aside from when I had to play Thomas because, it was like, having to drive 3 hours to play the guy that you can just, you know, call up and say, hey, come over and play.
Sure.
So, yeah. So that was a little disappointing that we had to play each other twice. I would have liked to have played Chris and somebody else in the real tournament, quote unquote, in the second half. But you know, it was good. We got a good look at their meta and preferences in games, which is a little bit different. So it was a nice comparison and contrast to what we have in San Diego.
Well, what jumped out at you as being, you know, different?
You gotta take that one, TK.
Yeah, I'd say the major thing is that everybody goes the planet first. Everybody. Ah. Except if it's a Starfleet deck, and then they go to space first. But other than that, it's planet everywhere.
Were there any necessary executions dropping on that?
I had them in my deck, in my dome pile. I did not see one all stinking day, and I was quite mystified by my dilemma pile's refusal to give me that so I could lay the smack down. But on the other hand, I also did have distress calls in there, which played for, you know, -3 and in one case -6, so that was good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just real, a little different. Deck building's different. They tend to play with smaller decks than down here in San Diego. Especially their dilemma piles are real—they're real small, actually. Kind of on par with mine.
I was gonna say you must have fit right in.
Yeah, I didn't feel so special no more.
So let me get this straight. As an ambassador of San Diego Star Trek, you went up to Santa Barbara and destroyed them all.
Apparently, yeah, you didn't listen to the podcast last week.
Was there any talk of an exchange? You know, they'll come down for one of our events and we go up for one of theirs?
I don't think we got that far. Well, I know I told them I'm coming up here. I'm coming up there again sometime soon, and I hope to bring more players with me.
Well, this is something that I talked with Chris a little bit about, and you might have been playing something else, but or you're talking with other guys, but since Chris is there, kind of, you know, captain, head honcho guy, we were talking about what we could do for having like joint events between the two communities, you know, finding some venue, maybe in LA to play in, or Anaheim. To have some large event. Chris wants to have a very large event next month sometime, maybe like right after Thanksgiving, first week of December, something like that. He wants to offer a lot of prizes, and he wants a lot of participation from the San Diego crowd. So I expect you will probably be hearing from him in that regard. But as far as them sending some players down to one of our normal events, he was saying that a couple of their guys are down farther south in LA, and they would probably be amenable to that. But most of their guys are, you know, up in, you know, Ventura and Goleta, which is, you know, pretty far up there. It took us like 3.5 hours to get there on Saturday morning. Just a little bit of traffic, but that's just a little too far for most of their guys. But he's like, yeah, probably they could probably send 2 or 3. To come see one of our events sometime. So yeah, that was one of the reasons that we wanted to go, or that I thought it would be a good idea to go, would be to, you know, see if we could get some cross-region rivalry going and get a better player base going.
No, I really like the idea of an event that's kind of halfway, you know, maybe an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes north of where we are, and the same distance between them, so we, you know, we both travel kind of the same distance, meet in the middle, and then have a go at it. That sounds like a good time.
Kind of like a neutral zone.
Yeah, could do it in Long Beach and call it the 405 Cup.
Very good. Freeway joke for those of you not in California.
Yes, the 405 is the freeway that the Los Angeles International Airport is directly off of. It's about halfway in between. It's probably a little farther for us, but that'd be a good drive for them too. So,
well, that would be a lot of fun. Have a sort of SoCal con, have a couple of events, and get together if we can get a bunch of us together and drive up, and maybe we can, if they have a particular style or a favorite format, maybe we can have a standard tournament, and then we can have a San Diego event and a Santa Barbara event, and we can all play triples at the end.
Speaking of that, yes, we have a special report for the former world champion.
Yes, please.
Having been dethroned at Worlds, introduced one of their players at the league event. We had a little bit of spare time, so we asked one of their guys. We were like, "Hey, are you doing anything?" He's like, "I'm just watching this game." And I was like, "Well, can we teach you a game that's kind of similar but not at all related?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And so the night before, or actually the morning before, I had built a second triples deck, and we busted it out. And that guy's name was Ian, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was a long day, but I think it was Ian.
Yeah, the Rangers and Rays game was going on at the same time, but we were busting the triples out. The prime deck that I had was the was lots of rescues and replays for I had the discards in there, but the second deck that I built that I didn't make him play was kind of a redux of the bonus deck that I had. I was using a few mutates to try and shuffle up the play pile and maybe get all the bonuses in there. And then TK had his standard poison, go poison, replay into poison, and more poison after that. Oh, and occasionally a score every once in a while. But he ended up, I think we played like three rounds before we finally had to call it and move on. We had two separate venues on the day. The first one was actually 10 miles farther north than the second one, so we were kind of a little bit back towards the other way on the way home. But yeah, I think TK almost got like a million triples in like three rounds.
Yeah. So it was pretty silly. Don't tell them, man. Don't tell them. Now they're going to check one.
So, I'm happy to report that the bonus deck successfully completed the bonus every time. We had a real big problem trying to draw like ones and hundreds for some reason. It was crazy shuffling on the day.
Were you just playing three players then?
Yeah, just the three of us. Nobody.
Sometimes it's tough to end a game with only three players.
Yeah, and it was pretty evident that none of the decks were really built for that setup. They were all, you know, five, six plus player decks. So it was, it was fun. We had a good time, and then we drove down and we saw beautiful downtown Santa Barbara and walked around in the... No, it was really nice. I'm not being facetious with that. I mean, it was actually a very nice little town, and kind of I'd been there a long, long time ago. You know, we're talking like 8-9 years ago up there for some money events that one of Kevin Reitzel's Blackies eventually ended up inheriting and running that community. I don't remember exactly who ran it, but in fact, one of the old players from that group was back in playing Tui and remembered me. And I remembered him as well, somewhat in a somewhat negative light, but you know, he was pretty cool on the day. So TK gave him a sound thrashing, and I was well pleased.
Give that man a diplomacy pin.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel kind of bad about that. I really, you know, thought it was fun and interesting, and I hope I didn't have a negative experience, you know, with anybody.
You're just encouraging them to come down here and get some vengeance on you.
Exactly.
And see, I will back TK up and say that I don't think that was what they took away from it. Everybody had a really good time on the day, and TK was very professional. And when he won his games, he didn't rub into people's faces. He was cleaned up as fast as he could. He was cordial, talked with people about stuff, and yeah, everybody was having a really pleasant time. The only kind of sour note was that when I had to play him in the first round, and none of my dilemmas did anything to him. I had to go walk around the block a couple of times, and then I had some fries. I had some free fries for him when I came back, because I went to McDonald's and got a tab with free fries, and then they gave me gas for they're like, well, you have to come back on a separate visit, and I was like, can I walk around the block again, or can I just have my free fries? And so they gave them to me. So.
You guys got to play two separate tournaments against them. Did you note, was there any affiliation clump? Was it sort of similar to the Worlds meta, or were they kind of all spread out? Any favorites for the area?
In the first tournament, I think the majority was DS9 with Holding Cell, and then in the second tournament, I think it was Starfleet. I was one of the three out of eight, I think. So almost half were Starfleet.
It's very popular right now.
Yeah. It was different flavors, though. Every single one was different.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, TK's was really the only one that had full exploitation of the Worlds deck. There was one that was using some of the... It was kind of a weird hybrid between... actually similar to Brian's deck that I played the week before. He was trying to use some of the non-human guys along with the new damage guys.
Yeah.
And that game, though, I didn't really get to see a whole lot of it. He just kind of got ship-screwed. He got stranded early on. He flew. He started out with a couple of gems. The truly outrageous Nautilon personnel that will pitch in Plema. So he went out. He took an NX prototype with A.G. Robinson and two gems on it over to his planet mission and went and tried it with three. Pitched both gems and called Secret ID and something else, hard time or something, it was two things that I didn't have, and I was like, well, wait, okay, I don't have them. But then I managed to draw a backroom dealings and kill AG, and that kind of stuck a ship there, and then he wasn't able to draw one for the rest of the game, so that was a little kind of disappointing on that end, because I didn't really get to see a whole lot of his deck. But the other guy was TK. You saw his deck in the last round. He was kind of playing like a couple sets earlier Starfleet, but I mean, was he using Lustful Destructions and stuff?
Yeah, I did see one. I had to Ducat it out. That was kind of my answer for Starfleet for the day, was Ducat, because it kind of seems to me that a lot of people toss the Lustful Destruction, I think it's called, with Trillium. So then I just come along with Ducat. Remove them, but yeah, I did see Lustfuls, and it was a damaged Starfleet deck. He was using Rituals, and pretty standard, close to mine.
And everything else was pretty varied as far as affiliations.
I think I seen in the second tournament, which was the larger one, I seen a Bajoran deck, a Borg Assimilator, a Maquis deck. There was like three Starfleet decks. What else? Matt was playing Klingons. And what else did you see, Matt? I think there's one more I'm missing.
There was a TOS deck. Did you say that?
Yeah. No, that's Carlos's. Yeah, I played. Yeah. I played that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it sounds like they had a nice variety of decks up there, and you guys got to see most of them. Well, thanks for coming and talking about that. We're definitely interested in getting together with them again. I'm kind of looking forward to the idea of the SoCalCon.
Yeah. Just to put the word out, if anyone else has a tournament report that they would like to discuss specifically, we would be more than happy to have them join us on the show.
If you're interested in that, you can email us at section31@danhammond.com, or you can just find one of us on the boards in the chat room. Just say, hey, tournament report, let's do it. and we'd be happy to have you on and talk about what's going on in other parts of the country or the world.
Drugs and mescaline, hairy mud and heroin, Deanna Troy and Dexatrim, Bones McCoy and opium, Demerol to Poligo, amphetamines to make it so, another night of tribbles and ecstasy.
In other intelligence gathering news, we have what I'm sure you're always hungering for, and that is a spoiler.
That's right, this is another one spoiler for the upcoming set. This is an event. I think it might have been mentioned before in one of the chats or discussions because I saw it on someone's speculative card list. It is an event called Secondary Market, and it sports the new crime icon. Awesome.
Though they say that one man's trash is another man's treasure, nothing is worth more on the black market than a fast ship. Just like
that's
the dilemma
the
says, that's the lore. Goes right along with a fast ship would be nice.
Yeah, and the game text says, plays to return a ship that you have commandeered to its owner's hand. Score points and draw up to 5 cards, and it's worth 10 points.
Nice.
So as the lore would indicate, you if you throw down a fast ship would be nice, and your opponent says, you know what, you can't kill one of my people, you can just commandeer my ship. Now you can give it back to him, draw 5 cards, have 10 points, and feel like you got something out of it. Alternately, if you're playing Kazon and you're playing an aggressive commandeer deck, or your opponent drops the Voyager first turn and you manage to get a Captain K-Block and download commandeer ship and take it over, give it right back, draw some extra cards, get a quick 10 points, and you're gone.
Very cool. The collector's info on this is 10V, always with the virtual rarity. You know, this card feels a little Tui-ish with it being an event that has an effect and then goes away. I mean, I guess it goes to the point area, but that seems a lot more of an interrupt style for 2E, or for 1E rather. Not a lot of events that you play as an action, you know, that happens and then goes away in 2E.
Recruit mercenaries, something like that? Or,
you know, I always feel like events in 1E were all very, you know, play on table or, you know, play until something triggers or plays on ship or plays on planet. They're usually a lot more permanent than that, which is why it was such a departure when 2E came out and events were, you know, had costs and, you know, something happened and then went away. It was a little weird. This feels a lot more like a 2E event than a 1E event to me. I don't know.
Well,
but I do like the effects. Yeah.
That's not going to help me when I play Borg since I can't score the points.
Points are irrelevant.
Yeah. I wonder if I can still draw the cards or change that into 5 downloads if you don't have your obelisk in the sock out. But in my Romulan deck and my TOS deck, whenever I throw down that fast ship will be nice, which is supposed to be a filter, and it doesn't work. Now I've got something to do with it, so that's good stuff.
Cool. Well, that wraps up our intelligence for this week. We want to thank Matt Kirk and Thomas Kimura for stopping by and sharing their tournament report with us. We invite the rest of you to do the same. And, of course, we, as always, thank Warp 11 for their kick-ass theme song. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will go 88 miles per hour to end.
What are you trying to go back in time?
Yes.